Welcome to Image and Focus Podcast, helping believers gain confidence and time to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy and abundant lives. Contact Natalie at natalie.imageandfocus@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Rose. Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus Podcast. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. In today's episode, we'll discuss how looking back on your weight loss journey can hinder your progress and cost your weight loss promised land. We've all heard the phrase, don't look back, whether it is referring to a failed relationship, marriage, job, or an opportunity that went wrong. But that is hard to do when you only know failure on your weight loss journey. Failure has become second nature, even though you may have high hopes that this time will be different, but circumstances, situations, and life occur, and things start to look familiar and hope starts to quickly fade away. You start to look back and start to believe the lies of the enemy. You start to doubt that you will never lose the weight, that you are meant to be this size for the rest of your life, that it's impossible to live a healthy lifestyle with the busy and hectic schedule you have. You start to look back at all the times you tried and didn't succeed. This leaves you feeling defeated and feeling like a failure. This is why you don't look back, but look ahead. When you constantly look back on your past failures on your weight loss journey, you're telling God you don't trust Him to provide for you in this new situation, in this new season, that He will do a new thing in you and on your weight loss journey. Isaiah 43:15-16. Since the beginning of this year, the Lord has been dealing with me with looking back on my past failures and how doing so is causing doubt and fear, which means I'm not trusting God in this particular area of my life. When you lack trust in your Heavenly Father, you're lacking faith. The definition of faith is confident, trust, and reliance in someone or something. Basically, faith is having confident trust and reliance on Jesus Christ. Are you confidently trusting and relying on Jesus Christ on your weight loss journey? Looking back not only prevents you from trusting God on your weight on your journey, but it also prevents you from getting to your promised land, the healthy, fit you. The Israelites, during their journey from Egypt to the promised land, they kept looking back. It cost them the future God had for them. They never saw the promised land nor stepped foot into it. They died never experiencing all that God had for them because they kept looking back at what they had in Egypt and what they didn't have in the desert. They didn't trust God and constantly thought God was against them and out to kill them. They couldn't see how God was providing for them day in and day out. They couldn't see that He had their best interest at heart. Basically, God was showing them Isaiah 43:15-16. When you look back, it blinds you from all that God is doing in you and through you during this moment in time. In Isaiah 43:15-16 states, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasted land." When I read this scripture, the word dwell stuck out to me. The definition of dwell is to remain for a time, to live as a resident, to keep the attention directed. Are you remaining in a place, whether mentally or physically, that God has called you out of, especially on your weight loss journey? Are you choosing to take residence in your past failures of your weight loss journey instead of taking up your mat and walking ahead? Is your focus your thoughts, your mindset so focused on your past and past failures of your weight loss journey that it has caused you not to move forward? Your focus on the past has paralyzed you from moving forward and seeing the new thing God has for you and what He's doing through you during this new season of your weight loss journey. Dwelling in your past and past failures will cost you your promised land of a healthy and abundant life and a healthy fit you. Or it may even cause death, like it did with Lot's wife in Genesis 19:26. In the natural, it could cost you your health, your limbs, your eyesight, and or organs. Or it could be a spiritual death because you won't have the physical ability or energy to pursue what God has called you to do. This is how dangerous it is to dwell in your past and past failures on your weight loss journey. You may be thinking, Natalie, how can I stop dwelling in the past and past failures and trust God more on my weight loss journey? What I have learned is to speak the things that are not as though they were, Romans 4:17. This does two things. You are speaking life into your future. You are hearing, thinking, and becoming what you are speaking. Secondly, it's building your faith. Hebrews 11:1 states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Even though you don't currently see the healthy fit you, you have the hope that the healthy fit you will appear in due season. This is how you stop looking back on your weight loss journey and start trusting that your Heavenly Father is leading, guiding, protecting, and directing you on your weight loss journey. You stop looking back by speaking the things that are not as though they were. That you are the healthy fit you, that exercising you enjoy, that drinking water is good for me, that it's not hard to live a healthy and abundant lifestyle, that I can prioritize my health and do all that I need to do as a wife, a mother, as a daughter, as a church member, whatever that the case may be, that you can do all of that and still prioritize your health. That is how you stop looking back, by speaking the things that are not as though they were. I would like to come alongside you and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for this day, for your faithfulness, for your awesomeness, for your mightiness, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for my fellow sister and brother in Christ that's listening to this episode, Lord. Help them to see, Father God, that looking back is detrimental to their health, to their weight loss journey, and to their walk with you. Help them to see that looking back will cost them their healthy fit, the healthy fit version of themselves, and the life of abundance that you have for them. I pray, Father God, that you would help them to see that they are not their past failures, that you would heal them from the wounds and hurts and pains and that they experience from past failures. Help them to look at their past failures in a different way by allowing them to learn from it, to see the lessons that were given in those past failures so they can move forward, oh God, and letting them know that they are not a failure. Just because they weren't good the first couple of times trying out on their weight loss journey or trying a new exercise doesn't mean that they can't do it. It just means that either they weren't doing it properly or it wasn't the right fit for them, that particular exercise or whatever it may be. Or maybe it was too advanced for them and then they needed to take it down a notch. Whatever the case may be, Lord, help them to see that they are not a failure and that they can learn valuable information, gems that would help them to propel them in this new season of their weight loss journey to see the healthy fit version of themselves and to ultimately to live a healthy and abundant life. I thank you, Father, for them. I bind the lies of the enemy that bombards them, that says that they will always be this size, that they will never lose the weight, that they are not good enough, that they are failures, that why try again when you failed so many other times. But just like with our walk with you, Father God, even though we fail, Father God, you want us to get back up again and run to you and ask for your help, ask for your strength, ask for your guidance. And in the same way, that's what you want us to do on our weight loss journey, to ask for your help, ask for your guidance, ask for your strength so that we can get back up, get back in line and on track with our weight loss goals, and that knowing that you are with us and you are for us, and nothing that can stand against us, Father God, because of that. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name. You're magnificent and you're awesome and you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
If you desire to lose weight, feel confident in your skin and your clothes, and have the energy to do what God has called you to do, then schedule a free consultation by clicking the link in the description box of this episode or DM me on Instagram @NatalieRose_NDTR. Thank you and God bless.